Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the 880 Weekly Rewind, a look at the top stories of the week, digging into important issues in our community with Linda Lopez.
Probably the most talked about and fretted over issue in New York this week for families was Mayor de Blasio's announcement about his plan to reopen the city schools this fall. And no surprise, many people were left with more questions than answers. From parents to students to teachers' unions. Our Steve Burns has been following this all week. Now, Steve, the details basically say the kids will be in school learning, but only part-time?
Yeah, only part-time. They're calling it blended learning, which is, I guess, a fancy way to say you're not going to be in school in person 5 days a week. The way the mayor laid it out is, depending on how much space you'll have, you'll either be in class 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And of course, the days that you're not there in person, you'll be learning remotely.
Yeah, and we'll get to the concerns in a minute. But for those of us who cover this stuff, after the school chancellor, Richard Carranza, and Mayor de Blasio made this announcement, it was minutes later, it seemed, that Governor Cuomo jumped in to remind everyone that this is not a finalized, approved plan.
Yeah, and it's about maybe the 10th time by my count that the governor has made his own announcement about an hour after the mayor said something on the same topic to say, hey, don't trust that guy. But it seems like the governor is basically holding the keys in his hand, and he's able to basically open the front door of the school and then leaving it up to individual districts on how they want to go from there. But the governor made it clear, as he always has, that this is his call, whether schools reopen at all. He's going to make that call within the next few weeks and then leaving it up to individual districts. And of course, that includes the city to figure out what kind of configuration they want to go with from there.
What are you hearing from parents? What are the big concerns that are coming up?
Number one is childcare. And I think every parent can relate to that. A lot of parents have been working from home, and that has been conducive to helping out in the remote learning situations. Michael Mulgrew, the teachers union president, told me a lot of parents have basically become teachers assistants, and that's exactly what they need. But if you are a working parent, if you're an essential worker, that's not always possible. So again, it's one of those situations that exposes kind of the inequities that are built into our society, that parents who have to work aren't able to stay home and be with their kids. Those students may be suffering academically. The mayor, it was the first question the mayor got after he announced this plan, and it probably put more confusion and more concern in parents' minds given his answer. All he could say at that point was, we're going to have to figure out more in terms of childcare. The teachers union head, Michael Mulgrew, told me that they have been sounding the alarm about this for months to City Hall. They said City Hall had an opportunity to come up with a plan here and just dragged its feet. The capacity just isn't there to meet the needs here. We're talking about a student population that totals 1.1 million kids. And if a good portion of those are going to need childcare, this is going to be a huge undertaking that the city is going to have to go through here.
Just as all parents are doing right now, I sat immediately down to figure out that it would be at least 3 days a week, some weeks, that I would need full-time childcare for my child. And it's such a daunting prospect.
And think about if you have more than one child in New York City schools and they end up being in different cohorts. And one might be going to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Another might be going Tuesday, Thursday. So You may have more than 2 or 3 days a week where you have to figure this out. So it just gets more complicated the more layers you add on.
And you had mentioned that you spoke to Michael Mulgrew. What are teachers' unions saying when they're weighing in?
His big concern, childcare was one of them. His other big concern was funding. I mean, the city has promised enhanced cleanings, sanitation, protective gear.
Once we talk about PPE, cleaning protocols, all the extra stuff that we're going to need in each and every school, under our current budget, I don't believe the schools will have the funding to do that. So if we don't get something either from the state, city, or the federal government, opening schools safely becomes almost impossible at that point.
And also staffing is a huge issue. There are going to be a lot of teachers that want to stay home, and that's fine. They can do remote learning and help out with that. But they are going to need a significant portion of teachers to be willing and able to go in and do the teaching in person. And they simply may not have the staffing levels to do that. And they're going to need to hire more teachers and find more teachers. And given the budget cuts, given the tough financial picture that the city has right now, Michael Mulgrew said basically it's impossible to do all of this if we don't get more funding.
This all stems from everyone wanting to keep their children safe from the coronavirus. If they are back in school, what are the safety protocols? How do we know that schools have a plan in place so that kids remain COVID-free and are safe?
Yeah, and that's another, I mean, it's not a satisfying answer, but that's another big question mark from the city. There's really no information on that right now. And yeah, if we look back to March, things, by all accounts, were not handled well. So they, of course, want to avoid a repeat of even a fraction of that happening again. And it's going to take buy-in from parents.
Our Steve Burns keeping an eye on the plans for schools reopening in the cities in the fall. We'll have lots more questions going forward, Steve.
Absolutely. Thanks, Linda.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.